just want you to be good. I'm if you have good dick, let's have consistently consistent dick.
Have yeah. good sex. Why do we have to stop having?
Let me tell you something.
Sex.
And the better pissed. The better dick you give, fellas, the more you can get away with. And I hate to say that, girls, but that is the absolute truth.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
What's up, you filthy fucking stoners? It's your girl, Jamie Lee.
And it's Emily. Today we have on Morgan Jay, a hilarious comedian. He's just been on Wild and Out. He's blushing right now. Look at him over there.
He's blushing. He's
I said too much.
This is
the
how...
The podcast hasn't even started and I've said too much.
This is how Morgan opened our text message.
First of all, you got to say, what did you ask me?
Okay, so this is what Jamie said. Think of some wild stories we could use for clips. Crazy fans, sex stories, dating life, etc. This is Morgan's response. I peed in a person's mouth in Vegas. I had a threesome, kind of, where one of the girls cut my toenails while the other made out with me. I had one girl stop fucking me because I got to like 2 inches in and she said, nope, this hurts too much.
Oh, yeah.
And I called her a quitter. She laughed. Been to a handful of sex parties and plenty of threesomes, and I'm in an open relationship. Last sentence, I've been pegged.
My man.
What an opener.
What an opener.
Hey, it's good to be here. It's your boy Morgan Jay, MorganJay.com. Such an honor to be here with you two lovely ladies, you know. First thing I walked in, I did not even take literally less than a minute to start hitting on them. I'm a fucking creep. So, you know, I could admit that, you know what I mean? So, you know.
What's up? I wish we could say you were the first.
I know. Everybody, they probably, all the dudes come in here with some sort of idea in their head, you know.
They all think there's something there and we're like, no, this is business.
Or yeah. They're like, they think that they'll have a threesome with us and Emily and I don't touch. Like, we're kind of weird. Stop. Oh God.
Shit.
If I had a dick, it went inside when you did that. So people think that. I may have had sex with somebody who's been a guest on the podcast.
Was it Che?
No.
No, it was not.
No, we're not.
Was
we're not
girl?
Gonna out anybody
was it
on
a girl
the pod.
Or a guy?
You shouldn't have said that.
I've done OnlyFans content with multiple girls.
Don't worry about it. Moving on. It's all good.
But you checked out our OnlyFans. That was like the first thing you said to us.
Absolutely. Why not support a local business, small business? And
I'm like, well,
you know,
that's so sweet of you.
I realize I have to take much hotter content. And I keep telling I keep trying to like post old content because I'm not making new content, but I look hotter now, but I just don't.
But you know what it is? There's guys, they like, as speaking as somebody who is a man, you know, we want to see the person, a person naked that we like vaguely know that like that has that energy. Like I'd rather see that than a porn star. Like if I'm at the checkout of the supermarket and the girl checking me out is cute, like, if she had OnlyFans, like I'd immediately subscribe because I like want to know
about her. And
because
there's
just something like I know about her. It's like a secret thing or something.
Because you actually get to see her in person. Then it feels more taboo.
It's like, you know, and then there's just something about that. There's something about that.
So you're an OnlyFans subscriber.
I mean, I know how it works.
He's like, my credit card's a part of that account.
I know how it works.
You actually asked us before the podcast started if we could give you some OnlyFans advice.
So, because the way entertainment is going, not that my career is going bad, it's going great. But
no, you're killing it.
But I think there's a market, and this has been confirmed to me, for a type of OnlyFans that's just like audio erotic, like if you put headphones on. Before the podcast, I told you what I'd be saying in the dirty talk.
Wait, you'd make so much money and I would subscribe to yours.
Okay, I would too.
If you did that, just talking dirty, like guiding somebody, game over.
Yes.
Game over.
Okay, so. Oh, you know who you should reach out to? Ask Quinn. It's an app that specifically does audio recordings and they work with actors, comedians, different like... known people.
I'm gonna change the game though.
Okay.
You're gonna change the game.
I'm gonna have a whole fucking website, a business. You could have different types of guys. You could have the guy who's like loving and affectionate. You could have the guy who's like real, like aggressive and rough. You could have the guy like in between. You could have the praise kink guy. You could have the fucking the degradation guy. You know?
Are you gonna be the auto-tune guy?
I'll be the auto-tune guy.
Yeah. Take your pussy out.
You like it when I go that deep. You think that would work, like an audio erotic?
Well, so I'm going to say yes, because the kind of porn I watch is stuff that I can listen to. So I'll literally go on Pornhub.
Because you'd be closing your
search.
Eyes, right? Girls be like...
I'd be like, guy talking about impregnating me or something like that. It's super specific.
Oh, do you have a breeding fetish?
Yeah. I have a lot, but
Do you have one of those too?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes to get busted in.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good Boston cream pie? I mean, that's what I call myself.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I never had one of those.
A Boston cream pie?
There's a first for everything. All right. Find it on his OnlyFans.
No, so the audio stuff plus like, I need to work out again, like just to get a little, I'm not like by any means out of shape, but I want to put like 5 pounds of muscle on and then just do like gray sweats, imprint kind of like photos. And
the
then,
best.
Somebody told me it's like, if you're doing that, you should be holding something like phallic in the hand. Like, you know, there's like certain things that women don't really realize is influencing them.
You're
but
holding like your microphone down.
Yeah. There. Like if you're holding the microphone, like in a certain way, the way you pose, like if you look competent. Like women like a guy who's like looking.
He's cleaning the house while his dick's hard.
But you know what I'm saying? Like you ever see a guy like parallel park real well, and you're like,
that's so hot.
So it's like that kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be no full frontal, and it's like, you know, maybe some like boxer brief shots. Like it's not like, I don't think it would be something that would like ruin my career.
What if it's just you hanging paintings around the house? Like that would be so hot.
That's a really good idea. Oh, and then I can like showcase a painting of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you work with local artists.
Yeah.
Wow.
But how do you hang how do I hang it? And I guess I could just do something.
So Bert Kreischer just announced that he's starting an OnlyFans to release like another special or something. Yeah. And the way he did it was he had like a hat in front of where his dick was, and he was otherwise naked.
Yeah.
And then he like set the hat down and it stayed. So like implying he had like a hard on. So what if you were hanging the paintings with your dick looked like that?
You have to start doing dick workouts.
The whole allure is you get to see the imprint and the... Because I'm circumcised, so you'll see.
So maybe you're sitting in a chair, and then you like hold the painting.
Yeah, you know. Well, you don't. I guess I gotta stand up, right?
You have a hammer in your hand.
Yeah, because the gray sweats, like you don't see.
If you're taking my favorite kind of nude that a guy will send is like at work in pants, and then you see their hard dick.
Oh, okay.
And they are like, they're filming like this, so it's not like their full dick, but it will be a hard dick, and then like they'll send a video of them rubbing it. That's hot. Because I can't see it. But
I
want to
know you're thinking about me at work, like I. Made you lose control that much.
Let me see the timestamp. Don't send me some backlog shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I save everyone's nudes to see if, like, when it was sent.
I do too.
So, like, if a guy sends me their dick, I save it. And if it goes further up.
It'd be a video, right?
Holy shit, dude.
Like that, but it'd be a video.
That's a big dick.
But it'd be like a video, right? But you don't see it, but it's like imprinted, right?
There's a lot going on right there. I'm shocked and awed.
All right.
Moving right on.
Wait, do you guys feel like unsafe?
That's a hammerhead.
Do you guys feel unsafe right now? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not feeling unsafe.
I'm like, you need to stop. It's too much already.
Something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
We've been celibate for too long. We haven't had a good nailing.
Damn.
I feel like I had good sex the last... Did I talk about that sex position he did?
What was it?
I was fucking this guy, and so I was like laying... You know when you're like laying... I'm just going to do it.
Wait, can I take a guess?
Oh. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, take a guess.
Well, it was going to be when you're on the side and one leg is this way and one leg is out.
No, okay. So I'm laying like this, and we're doing this. And then thank you. I needed that. Will you hold this for me? Thank you. And so then he was like, put your arms up. And he like lifted me like this. And then he fucked me while my arms were up. I don't know what angle it was, but I call this shit the Little Mermaid because I have red hair. And I'm like, well, that's Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But it was so good.
Isn't it neat? He's getting so deep between my cheeks.
Oh.
Wouldn't you think?
I'm the girl.
Who has everything?
I've got Hitachis and magic wands aplenty. I got dildos and what's it galore.
Yes.
You want anal? I got 20.
Wait, have you planned this?
What? Well, I actually did that song.
This is great.
Yeah, I did a whole Little Mermaid thing and talked about all the sex toys I had. And it went viral and then it like banned my account.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do like music, like I'm parodies.
I didn't even take a big hit.
You're high.
I don't smoke a lot on the road. Like when I'm traveling on tour, like I really don't drink or smoke because I have to protect my voice.
Yeah.
But today I have a small show and tomorrow, you know, it's the last two shows I can kind of like.
But you will fuck random people on the road. What if you get throat chlamydia, bro?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I have no answer for that. If I do, I got to go to the doctor and get some steroids or some shit. Absolutely.
I love when men can make you feel comfortable.
I take it back to theater school. We had a class that was like very clear, like, because if you're an actor, if you go to theater school, I don't want to get all nerdy with you. Everybody's going to tune out of this part. We'll start talking about sex again.
No, we talk about mental health and things not about sex too.
So like if you're an actor, like at some point you might have to play a rapist, a murderer, a thief, like you might have to play a villain. And like, you can't play those characters without understanding them. Like because you're in real life, you see somebody who's like a murderer, you're like, that guy's a monster.
Yeah.
But you never think like, why did that dude do that? I'm sure like people who are pedophiles, like I'm not giving a pass to pedophiles, by the way. I'm just saying like, I'm sure somebody who wants to fuck kids, like in their soul, like wishes they didn't.
No. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're like ill and they're like, they just wish that they didn't.
Or they were hurt by somebody in the past.
Yeah. Most of those people were like molested or abused themselves. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like they don't want it. Like none of these people who do bad things, like want to be that way. So that's why it's like, I know we're getting off topic, but like the point is anybody who has some sort of like taint on them or whatever you think it is, it's like, just chill with your judgment. It's like not that serious. Like chill the fuck out.
You know what? That's interesting though. Cause I feel like I've been talking about this a lot recently in my personal life is the idea. I grew up thinking that 10% of people were bad and 90% of people were good. And the bad just makes the good look smaller. Like the percentage.
Oh yeah. Cause that's all you hear about.
You hear about the bad.
There's like 7 billion people here who are like,
Now all of these people are talking to me and they're like, Emily, you see people as too good and you like trust too much. And I'm like, are people bad? Because right. I want to be able to go out in the world and think people are good.
Well, I will say, I think we're entering a new point in society where people are becoming more judgmental, worse, meaner. The internet gives them a voice. They could say whatever they want. They're also becoming more depressed. It's like things are heading in. I'm very happy and full of joy, but people are getting like very negative and it's very sad to see.
It's hard too,
so much to be happy about
when everything's like, I feels like it's getting worse and you're in a good spot. And then you're like, I'm not viewing what's happening in the world as intense, or I'm not letting it like take control of my emotions and my body. I can recognize something is bad, but I am like in control of my emotions. So I'm not allowing it to affect me seriously and intensely as other people. And then they shame me for not being a mess because of it.
Well, you guys ever do, just on a side note, because I definitely like looked at both your chests, Rick, really quickly. Like, cause like as a guy, it's like really hard to not do that. Do you think you should have a compilation of all the guys who did that
on the podcast?
Yeah. Cause I'm sure a lot of guys did that. Like when they think that we're not looking, but you literally clearly have it on camera. Like you see and you should do like a whole clip of like, just like a fun little, like with some fun music of all the guys
with like a tick off counter. That's it goes up to 100,
like sneaking peeks.
That would be funny.
For a while there. We didn't like, we didn't have our tits out. We wore like hoodies or like t-shirts.
Right. I'm like, take me seriously as a comedian. No. Now I'm like, my OnlyFans is down and I need subscribers and I need guys. I have tits. Like people think I don't have tits. I got them.
We got titties.
Check them out on my OnlyFans. The topless comic.
I'm here IRL and they got them.
Yeah.
You're first, folks.
But curious, you know, we were talking about this, like an OnlyFans where it's like auditory. What is something like you guys like to hear in the ear? Like, and also let me ask you this, how long would the audio session, like if I was doing a recording, like how long would it need to be?
I'd say a solid 10 to 20 minutes.
Whoa.
20 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
But you could replay it. Like there's
I just have your voice on repeat.
I hear you say some dirty shit. I've already came.
Because like, just like any other porn, you fast forward through stuff. There's going to be like your favorite part.
I actually listen to this kind of porn on Pornhub.
I don't know. I had a guy do that.
Somebody who's 25 came in and watch a TikTok for 2 minutes long.
I don't know.
I like to edge myself. I don't like to come right away. I like to take it slow, treat myself like the delicate flower I am, and then go fucking hard, you know?
Yeah, but I don't always have that time or energy. And sometimes I'm just trying to like hear some dirty shit and
come. It's so funny. Like you're right in the middle of both. You're coming to my side.
I know where. Wait, who? Me?
Because I'm 36, right?
Oh, I know.
You're like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I know. I'm like on the cusp.
You're over there.
I'm
you're
turning
there.
30 in a couple months. Whatever. Gorgeous. Fuck you.
Beautiful.
But we were talking about how having sex when you're older is way better because you just stop giving a fuck and you can have so much fun and no one's thinking about bodies. No one's thinking about like,
you know what?
That's stupid shit.
I'll tell you what, like, I remember I was some sex therapist I listened to, and I've said this on other podcasts, but it's like, if you take the orgasm out of the equation, like in a sexual experience, right? Because guys are like, I gotta come, you gotta come, right? But if you like take that out of the experience, right? What does it look like? Then what does sex look like? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like more sensual. It's like more present.
That's what I like.
It's like, you're not like, you're more there to have fun and like really enjoy each other's bodies rather than like, did I make her come? Am I going to make her come? Is she going to come? Like, I'm doing all this. Am I getting tired? Now my boner is going away because I'm like,
and it's just come. That's like all you're thinking
like,
about.
You're just like kind of vibing out and you're just like, you know,
just enjoying each other's bodies, you know? Like foreplay needs to be at the forefront. Yeah.
So that's what, you know, you gotta like set some time aside and also have those conversations, like, cause I've had casual hookups where, you know, I tell the person, I'm like, you know, like, what do you like? You know, they're like, why are we talking so much? I'm like, no.
Whoa.
Like, not in that.
That's a turnoff for me.
What if I'm like, what do you like?
And then the other person's like, why are we talking so much about this?
That's the thing. Like, I tell the person, like, well, if we don't fuck once, like, let's make sure this shit is good.
Yeah.
Right? Let's make it memorable.
So what do you like? You know, and like, I'm not going to judge. Like, tell me what you want. And then I'm going to do that.
There's not a lot of guys who ask that.
And if they feel weird about it, then I'm like, all right, well, you don't. All right, then forget it. We don't got to. I'm at a point where like, I had a hookup once where, you know, I went down on the girl, I made her come, but you know, like you got to fuck my mind now. Like I'm a little bit older. Like we gotta be doing some weird shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
you're desensitized
like,
enough,
you know, like some role play. Like it's not enough to be like hot and like, you know, so.
What, you know what? Explain it for the audience.
That's like young and hot. You know what I mean? Like in your like, you know, early 20s and like, you know, it's like not enough. You know,
you need like a little mystique
I
to
need
it.
Something in here, you know? So,
I think I only need this.
Right. This is the biggest erogenous zone. So yeah. Like, you know, like I ain't stressing out too much about busting a nut. So like if you know, you're mid blow job and you're like, I'm tired and you're like, you're done. Cause this has happened to me. And the girl's like, Are you mad? Are you mad that I'm like, it's fine. It's like, it's all good. Like, it's good. It's like, literally, it's fine. I'm not going to be like, finish.
Dumb bitch. Like, but that's how guys in their early 20s are. Whatever. They're like, what the fuck? You're not going to finish sucking my dick?
How often do y'all got to finish yourself off? You know what I'm saying?
That's so. Actually, yeah. No. I've been with great guys who have finished me off.
I don't know. Most guys can't Most guys can't make me come. Yeah. I have like mini orgasms, but every time I have sex, I'm like, oh, you care if I like grab my magic wand? I'm like, it's huge and it plugs in, so like, don't get scared.
You want that shit where your whole body's fucking vibrating?
And I grab my magic wand and I'm like, all right, this is how we're gonna finish and we're gonna come together. And they're like, okay, all
Did
right.
You hear when I was telling her about like strapping the wand on the leg?
No. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you with a belt.
Yeah, you take a couple belts, and you make sure it's like right on the.
You learn something new
on the good stuff.
Yeah, where it's stuck there.
You fucking strap it in, and then like, because here's the thing: if you let's say you're a guy, guys, pro tip: if you want your girl to give you head more often, strap a vibrator so it's touching her clit while she's doing it. Yep. It's gonna be like a Pavlovian dog response. And she's like, so she's
treat
like,
treat women like bitches. It'll work.
No, don't misquote me, okay? I'm offering advice to both men and women.
I'm telling you, it will literally work.
And then like anytime you want to get head, like it's like, let's do it. Because like everybody's getting pleasure and it's like, it's like hot.
Some guy just did that to me, actually. He like
Who
held.
Was he?
Drop his name. Who's the other man? No, he held me down like by my back, like put all of his weight on me, and I was face down, ass up. What?
How heavy was he?
I don't know.
Like I'm 6'1".
Wait, the last person you had sex with, or the last person you did sexual things with?
Sexual things with.
Like,
okay.
I'm 6'1". 180? I weigh 170.
Probably like 185. Yeah.
Yeah, 180.
Oh shit. Cause I'm 6'1", I'm 170. So
okay, so around your
this
weight
guy must be a little bit thicker than me or bigger or some shit.
But he put all his weight on me, put the magic wand
he asked the
under
dumbest
me.
Questions like how much? Weight
is it? He's like, how big is his dick? Is there a vein in it? Like hard? And
does he have two balls?
Yeah, and he's like, what a piece of shit. Were they long balls or were they tight? Did they slap your clit?
We didn't fuck.
So he put his weight on you, right?
So he put his weight on me, put the magic wand underneath me on my clit, and then had me like suck his dick, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Pro tip, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the pro tip you just gave.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah.
Mine is pillow, legs up on their shoulders, magic wand. We look at each other's eyes. We say dirty shit. Come together.
On their shoulders?
Yeah, like this.
Legs up.
You know what I mean? You're on your shoulders.
And I'm like, I'm leaning, but my head's back and my butt is under a pillow.
You put the wand on you like that?
I'm on my back.
Do you hold it or do they hold it?
I hold it.
Yeah,
okay.
Hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hold it, and they're leaning forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The pressure.
So
yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like sandwiched together.
Yeah.
But that's the vibrator here, and we're just saying dirty shit, and then we like come together and we talk about it.
Okay, so you said you're a great dirty talker, and you're a great sexter.
Yeah.
Can you give us some sexting advice for the people?
Well, you know what? You wanna, if you're sober, like send, and if you are the girl, and if you and the guy and the hold up. If you're sober, sometimes this is what I do. Pretend that you were a little bit buzzed and send the text you would send when you were buzzed rather than when you were sober.
So have no filter.
Have no filter.
And just go for it. Do you have an example text you sent?
Well, so the girls that sex comedians are so...
Check that out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That would destroy me.
Yep.
I gotta go.
That...
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? Like,
holy shit.
I see what you're saying.
We've had so many porn stars on this show, and I think you're the most sexual episode we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, I like, because I don't get a chance to talk about it. And
I think
it's like people are really scared to talk about this stuff, you know?
They are.
Especially in my
We're a safe like, space.
Especially like, you know, obviously I want to be like in a Marvel movie, but I might not be, and this is probably going to hurt those
chances. I could see you being a villain in a Marvel movie.
A villain?
Yeah.
I dirty talk you to death. No, but
I just killed that.
But
pussy.
I'll be saying stuff. Oh. But also, you got to understand, it depends on, like, you know, I hooked up with a girl who was like, she wanted to be like degraded, but she didn't want me to be like mean about it, if that makes sense. Like, she didn't want me to be like, seem like physically abusive in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, be angry. She's like, you could say what you want to me and call me these names, but like, just don't like be angry about it.
Was she abused as a child?
Probably.
I don't know her full story. Anywho, so the dirty talk. The dirty talk, I'd be saying, like, you'd want to know what I'd be texting or like what I would say.
What would you want to hear as a guy, like from a woman?
I would want you to, honestly, I'd want you to say something like, I want you to come in my ass. Doesn't mean I'm going to do that, but you know, I would love to hear something like that. Or
No, I feel like most guys would too.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm not a big anal person. Right, all
like,
the guys
I
that
I
like
be like your filthy little object or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always say my slutty little mouth. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Slutty little mouth.
Slutty little mouth.
Nothing, you're nothing but a little fucking throat to me.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
I'm so out of pocket right now. I can't
You're
say
just
this.
A hole.
I don't want that. The men in the comments to say I'm just a hole, just but a my hole. Man can.
Your daddy's little fuck toy princess.
I like the term fuck toy.
That's hot. Or cum dumpster.
I'll say like cum slave or cum whore or something.
Okay.
Like
yeah. Yeah. Something along those lines.
Jesus Christ.
It goes along with the breeding kink. You know,
you'll probably get flagged if you put this on YouTube anyway.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep. All right.
No, well, we talk about so much shit. Like Alexis Morgan talked about shoving champagne bottles and fucking people in the ass with them. So what happened to you as a child that made you so sexual?
Well, you know, my dad died when I was a kid. My mom wasn't around a lot, and I don't have any resentment towards my parents, but you know, there's like verbally, you know, there's like a lot of negative reinforcement at it, like growing up, you know, she's having like these like blow ups and like yelling at the kids and stuff. I hate saying this shit because I don't want anybody to ever think that like I'm upset with my mom, because I'm absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you
but,
know,
it does but you can
us.
Still acknowledge what happened without being upset with her now. It could have hurt you back then
or
you
shaped
know?
You as a child.
Yeah, well, you know,
like my mom yells,
like
I like being yelled at.
Things, you know what I mean? And there might be another thing or two that I would prefer not to mention on the podcast.
Of course.
But, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's normal. I think it's normal for kids to be dealing. And also, on the other end of the spectrum, if you had like a wonderful childhood and like everybody fucking loves each other in your family and you're just into like vanilla, I love you, like, sex, you know, like, look me in the eyes, like, oh my God, you know, like, if you're into that,
yeah,
all of us are like collectively barfing right now, but like, but if you're into that, normal,
I love some I good like vanilla
both.
Sex,
I need
though.
Both.
Oh, yeah,
I can't be with someone who's just kinky and they need crazy shit all the time. Sometimes I want it slow and I want to make
you know what's
love.
Really interesting? Lily and I have gotten like really at this, because we started out having that kind of like real intense like sex, you know, and now it's, there's like a lot of eye contact. We say, I love you sometimes. It's like very fun. It's gotten, it's like very, it's evolved. It's so crazy. I don't know.
Isn't that beautiful? Like evolution of it. I need both though. Yeah, Cause if it's just like kinky, I'm like, oh, this isn't even about me. Like I'm just doing something for your brain that you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you know
instead of us doing it together emotionally.
Do you know that some girls and some people don't know what aftercare is?
Yes.
It's like a wildly unknown. I hooked up with a girl who like, we hooked up and then she left immediately. And then like that, she like the next day I also saw, she was like, she said she cried in her car. And I was like, yeah, because like you left immediately.
You were coming down.
I didn't ask for that.
I didn't ask you to leave immediately. You need aftercare.
So what are your like top five things to do for aftercare?
Like holding and like little scratchies and like, little kisses on the head and little like, you know, like just like, you know, a little affection.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. And then there's other things you could do, like give somebody a shower and like wash them and like give them like bathe them or something. And like,
yeah,
that's like, if you were really, you know, bad/good to somebody.
I feel like if you're super deep into subspace, sometimes it takes longer to bring them back.
Yeah. Show them they have value. Yeah. People care about you. And I'm, it's like,
you're not just a dirty little slut.
Like, yeah. And it's crazy that like, you know, people who are, you know, the 25 and unders, they be watching porn and it's like either like softcore or like gang rape, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you don't have this in between. You don't see certain parts of it and they think that's what it is, or they think that's what, you know, so that it's, I don't know, just lends to a bad experience, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. I could definitely tell.
Guys, look up aftercare, Google it. It's just like, On the base level, it's just like being
the
nice
base
to the
level
person.
Is when a guy runs warm water on the towel that he uses to wipe the cum off.
Warm water.
So it's like, it actually like is like, I'm like, wow, you just like took an extra thought. Like,
see, I only would just use the towel.
Exactly. Warm water.
A dry towel.
Yeah.
I know, a dry towel is kind of scratchy.
Oh. All right. So from now on, I will have one of those towel warmers in my bedroom.
Okay.
You like a warm towel.
And you have like a tea kettle that you just turn on to boil.
Yeah. The wetness helps mop the cum up, because sometimes you get the crusties.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
How big a load are dudes really shooting? Because I don't feel like I shoot a big load.
The second to last guy that I had sex with came for like a full minute straight.
What?
Like coming out. Like when I say I was covered, I was like, whoa.
What?
And I had to put my arms down and create like the barricades at a bowling alley. Do you know what I'm saying?
You sure he wasn't peeing?
It was quite thick cum, but he had like a body orgasm where like he started shit. He was like, I've never came like that. Oh, and so he just kept coming. He's like, what's happening? And I was like, I just got that good.
Gushy.
That's how my ex used to come. It was wild. A lot.
Yeah. I wish I could come for longer. It takes like 10, 15 seconds and then like I'm done. It's a bummer.
Yeah, some guys are just like one shot, like, and then
I just started. I just ordered my first thing of Blue Chew, so I'm gonna try it out when I get back to LA.
Does that just keep your dick hard?
I think it's like, it's getting popular for the 40 and unders. People who don't necessarily have like issues performing, but they just want to be able to stay harder for longer and have sex longer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it literally took 5 minutes for me to like talk to somebody, and they just like send it to you.
See, my issue is I only want to have sex with people who are like comfortable and kinky, and like I don't have to like teach them. Does that make sense? And they usually can stay harder for longer.
Yeah.
And I actually have an issue with that, because I don't want to do it for that long, and then that's when I'm like bored or I'm like sore and I'm like, okay, we got to finish it up. I guess because maybe I'm not stimulated enough. If I was stimulated enough mentally the whole time, I could do it for long.
That's why I want foreplay for like 40 minutes. And then we fuck for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm great with that. That's all I need. And foreplay doesn't have to be in the bedroom. It could be you dirty talking me or teasing me like outside.
Start in the car ride home,
it could start at the restaurant at dinner or something.
Literally could start in the
like
the
I
restaurant.
Trace my foot up your leg and like up to your dick. There's ways it's to tease like, your
speaking
man.
Speaking to someone specifically with a foot fetish.
Oh, wait,
no,
do you have
I'm
a foot
not.
Fetish?
I do not. No.
Oh. No.
Do girls have foot fetishes?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend has one.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't Bree?
Oh, Bree does. Yeah.
Have one? Yeah.
She does.
She's super open about it. She talks about it on the pod. She's like, I love feet. And I'm like, if Emily touched me with her foot, I would karate chop her in the throat.
Foot fetish song.
You should do a foot fetish song. Do you like feet?
You should.
No, I don't have an affinity towards them. It's, you know.
Emily picks things up with her toes. Like, she vaped last night with her toes. And, like, she has good grip because she was a black belt.
She has good grip.
Like, she spreads those things. She spreads them like fingers, and she always wants to interlock.
I just can spread my toes really far. They're like a starfish, bro.
For free?
For free?
For free?
No, we'll blur it out. We'll blur it out.
For free?
Yeah, no.
That's so funny.
That's so easy to do.
Yeah. Wait, take a pull. Pull.
No, that's so dead. It's, like, really bad.
I know,
but
it's really there's nothing there.
Cool beans.
Thanks. Glad we could have this moment.
Everyone in the comments is gonna be like, they're totally fucking after.
But I think I need to marry a foot fetish guy.
Why?
Because I have great feet.
Let me see. You do
time.
Have good foot
Can
fetish
Can you show
feet.
Us in the camera one more time how good your feet are?
I feel like my toes are long. And I broke four of them at once, so they're crooked.
I just watched you bend them. And I got ripped balls.
I'm sorry.
How often you get a pedicure?
No, you have great ones, but I don't like
pedicure?
It.
Yeah.
Like every 2 weeks?
Mm. Yeah, I need one right now. That's why I have a blanket on.
Do you guys see my feet in this?
No.
No.
All right, good. I'm wearing socks.
It's like at your knees.
I feel like it's,
take your toes out.
No. Okay, they're not going to look good. Or I guess actually they look all right. Yep. My feet look okay.
You have good feet.
Oh, you have nice toes. You have like ballet dancer toes. Wow.
It's the theater.
Oh.
I'm a goofy guy. I'm a fun goofy guy.
How old are you?
36.
36.
You have like late 20s energy.
I get that a lot. I mean, the girls be hitting on me are like, they're like shocked when I tell them I'm 36. So.
Yeah, you have very youthful energy.
I think it's
all the sex you're having.
I think it's the job. I think it's, I mean, what's better than laughing and making people laugh? And it's just like, I'm literally so happy. I'm tired a lot from touring, but like, you guys, these people come to me after the shows waiting in line to take a photo. Like, they're literally like one woman in Atlanta. We had a solo show in Atlanta. She was like, I drove like 5 hours to be here. Like, I have a special needs daughter and like, I couldn't come to the show in Carolina. And like during COVID, like, you were literally the only thing that got me through. I was in Dallas. This dude came up to me. He was like, bro, I was diagnosed with cancer, bone cancer. And at the time, like, it was the pandemic. And then like, I found your stuff. I've gotten a DM that was like, hey man, I was literally going to kill myself. And then I went on YouTube one last time. And I saw one of your clips and you got me out of this really dark place.
No,
and
I love
like,
that.
You don't understand. Like, I'll be real with you. My show, like, it isn't necessarily like funny as I feel like my show is more fun than it is funny.
It's entertaining.
It's like kindergarten.
It's a feel good. It's like
kindergarten for adults. Everybody's going to sing.
Kindergarten for adults.
You're going to bring that joy that you had as a child. It's going to come out. Like when I put that mic in front of your face for you to sing and you haven't sang anything in literally 20 years because you forgot how to do that shit. You should see the smile on these people's faces when
will
it
you,
happens.
Will you pick on us so we get to sing too?
Do you want to sing?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Maybe I'll bring y'all on stage and shit.
Pick me. Choose me. I want to sing.
Yeah.
I love sing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We sometimes freestyle on here. Isn't it so nice when people DM you that stuff, though?
It is.
We had, so like, my dad died too.
Yeah, Dad's Club.
Yeah, that's the pillow. Did you see it?
It says Dead Dad Club.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
How old are you?
What?
How old were you when he died?
I was like 21. Yeah. I was in college.
What about you?
But
you have a dad?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's okay.
It's okay. No, you said you had issues.
I had a lady come up to me after like a comedy set. And it was so annoying because the guy who I was with couldn't compliment me for my comedy set. And I did well. I'm not Dave Chappelle, obviously. But I just made that whole room clap 5 times in my 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, they're all having a good time. Like, that's all I care about. And the woman came up to me after the show in front of him and was like about to cry.
Yeah.
And she like, cause like, can I hug you? Like, I've actually like followed your podcast. I came cause you were on the poster and my dad was the reason. Like he always told me to always laugh and he died like 6 months ago. And I tell a bunch of dead dad jokes and shit. And she was like, and you just like got me out of what I needed to like. And she just like cried and hugged me. And I was like, that was the sweetest thing.
That's so sweet. That
you know,
really nice. You don't know the impact you have on people. Like you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You just really don't.
And so. Also even like the impact with talking about sex and being so open because no one does have these conversations. And it's like really cool to pick other people's brains. Sometimes I'm like, am I weird? Like I just watched the weirdest shit or I don't know if I need this or you know what I mean? Like you don't. no one talks about it enough.
Sometimes I have a fantasy and I'm like, maybe I should go back to therapy. Maybe like it's
anytime,
time.
So anytime you have a fantasy or something?
Yeah, like a sexual fantasy. And I'm like, oh, I know where that trauma came from.
Oh, really?
So she's like, I need to put myself into therapy.
Have you not been?
No, I have.
Oh, you've been?
I've been right? in therapy for probably over half my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my therapy is between me and God. The voices in my head. Yeah.
Pass the bong. Like, I need to numb myself.
Yeah. Damn.
You look like you've been to therapy.
I have been. I went to therapy for about 3 or 4 years. You know, like, I think the reason my relationship is going pretty well now is, like, I went to therapy. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to, like, express my feelings because I didn't really know how to do that. Like, literally even to say, like, I felt sad about something. I never did that. I didn't even know I had anxiety, you know, because we never even talked about that sort of stuff, like, growing up. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I remember I was in therapy and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I'll try to, like, I can't fall asleep. I'll just, like, start thinking about everything that's, like, you know, like, everything that's going to. He's like, that's anxiety. I go, no, it's not anxiety. It's like, I just like think about like a lot of stuff. And he's like, no, what you're talking about is anxiety. He's like, can I offer you a suggestion? Here's a children's emotion chart. Put it on the back of make it your phone's background. So that way you could like, when you feel something, you could see if it's one of those things. And it helped.
That's good. How did you find that your relationships and your sex life changed when you started being like self-aware and learning how to process and talk about it?
It's more like, I didn't know that I had a say in the things that I wanted or liked, right? Like if you're a people pleaser. Mm. So like if somebody in a relationship wasn't meeting one of my needs, I would just like break up with them instead of, which I realized you can sit down with somebody and be like, I would like it if you did this.
You can communicate because you never felt safe to before, probably.
Yeah, so I never knew I could say those things. And so, like, you know, I learned in therapy that intimacy is not just, you know, kissing and hugging and cuddling and doing all the sweet stuff. Intimacy is like sitting down and having those tough conversations with somebody. Mm-hmm. That's part of it, too. And you can't just like cut and run. If a certain thing, like if all of a sudden you want to be like absolutely violated and destroyed in the bedroom and you're like the woman in the relationship, that might be a tough thing, like a conversation to have with your man, because you're worried, is he going to judge you? He's going to think like, is my girlfriend, like, what is, does she,
or is she cheating on me and getting it somewhere else? Like, yeah, there's so many thoughts that could go through your head.
Or do you want to try stuff? Or even if you're the guy also, and you're like, hey, I would want to do that. I want to be like really dumb, or I want to be so, I bet it's hard for a guy to be like, hey, I want you to like, would you be down to peg me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like, that's probably like a weird thing. Or like, will you put your finger in my ass, but also like cut your nails beforehand? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I also like being open about
being
sex.
So open where you can talk about it. Like,
it's, and those are scary to have if you're not like on that level with it. So it takes like years of trust building and things like that. You know,
it's like trust with yourself that you're safe to talk about that shit. Cause people are going to judge you. There's also a stigma to talking about sex.
That's a good point. Like
everything's, we're whores because we talk like this.
Yeah.
But probably have had like way less. We've had way less sex than the people who
100%.
Are calling us whores.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like people calling us whores are the actual whores.
No, actually,
it's always the bitches with 300 Instagram followers.
You're actually
private accounts.
You're actually like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You're 100.
Guys will come over and they're like, "Oh, she's gonna lay it down." I'm like, "I'm actually gonna be a pillow princess because I'm really uncomfortable and I like don't know you." You know what I'm saying? Or like, we're not on that level.
I actually get nervous and avoid eye contact because I am scared.
The first time I think you hook up with anybody, it's kind of like that a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You're not like full. Even if you talk about it, you're still seeing if they feel good. If this is like, I'm gonna try. Like, is this, you know?
Yeah, but the best is when you have two people who are so comfortable talking about sex that from the get-go there's no weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like you can meet people and you're just so comfortable and safe with them right off like
the
bat.
Experience like that, those experiences are really, really nice.
You haven't had one?
I mean, I have had those are really, really
nice.
It feels really good.
They're really nice and like they're just really fun, and even if like
they're just so safe and like
really
feel
nice.
Good
they're nice and they're like a fun little ships passing in the night sort of thing, you know.
I find that shit addictive, though. I'm like, if it can be like that off the get-go, why would I ever
want
to stop fucking you? Like, I just want you at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work.
No, but even still, like, even if I'm having sex on this tour, like, the other thing is it builds, like, a crazy amount of appreciation for the partner I do have. You know what I mean? And, like, the level of trust that I have built and, like, how long it takes to build that with that person. And it's like, because there are some people who are a little bit nutty out there. Who like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have like a base. Yeah.
One person asked me to take a photo with me like right after and was like, my friends aren't going to believe that I had sex with you. And first of all, I don't think
what?
I don't think I'm a famous person like that kind of famous, you know. I never have thought of myself that way, you know? And so I was like, that's very flattering, but I gotta set a boundary. Like, please don't do that.
You gotta start getting NDAs for the people you fuck.
Yeah, I think yeah. So. Yeah. Somebody else said that.
Since you are having sex, like you have a partner and you're in an open relationship and like you are fucking girls, have you ever come across someone you actually like start having feelings for? Yeah. Like, what are the boundaries for that? And like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely people that I've liked and have thought of like, oh, this would be like another, imagine it's kind of like another branch of reality, right? Like what if, but yeah. The thing you have to realize is that every relationship after a certain point is the same. You have the same fights, the same things you like about the person, you're going to put up with something or like there's always these compromises no matter what. So it's mm-hmm. like, you know, like, do you stick with somebody and like really build this fucking house of cards? Or do you just like cut and run because you think something is newer and better? Because there's always going to be something newer and better. Like always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
You see 80-year-old.
Some people are addicted to that.
Yeah. And you see 80-year-old fucking dudes still like hitting on girls. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And it's just like at a certain point, you know, it's like, what are you looking for, bro? Like, what are you looking for, dog, that you don't have? Like, what are you looking for?
Have you guys been open your whole relationship?
No.
When did you start that?
And we were close. And then I was like, hey, like, I really love you, but
I'm on the road.
I'm on the road. And like, I'm getting stuff coming at me that like, I've never kind of had this attention before. You know, mm-hmm. I was like a dork in high school and I was like an ethnic kid in high school.
Yep.
And so like, I was like, you know, I never had this opportunity in my life and this is only going to happen once. And I want to take advantage of it, you know? And I don't know how that's going to make you feel. And if you need to break up with me, like, I understand, but like, this is what I want to do. And she was just like, yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I see you kind of like going up and like, I don't want to lose you. So why don't we kind of just do like a don't ask, don't tell policy. And we'll just leave it at that. You know, we obviously know comedians who cheat on their spouses.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone does.
So I'd rather work through, you know, I heard somebody else say this. I'd rather work through, you know, jealousy rather than dishonesty, you know?
I would, yes.
I would
rather the truth, even though it would be painful and hurt me. Because if someone's lying and lying to me, not telling me the whole truth, then I'm like, that's a different level of like disgust I'll feel towards you than towards the actual truth.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Like, we'll be touring. I wouldn't want to fuck somebody on the road.
Yeah.
I would want like my home base.
Because it's like letting somebody into you is different than me like
getting into someone.
Like I've, you know, like, yeah, it's like way different. If you knew like where guys have stuck their dicks.
That's great.
Well, this has been.
Wait, are we wrapping up already?
A very sexual episode.
No.
This was a great conversation.
Did I take it there? And I was like crazy.
No, this was fun.
What are like some things that women do in bed that they should stop doing?
Don't put on a show. Like if you're really not feeling it, don't act like you're into it. At least for me, like I don't want you to lie to me. I don't know. Be honest with me. You know?
So you'd rather them just like lay there and be like, this
well,
isn't
I'd rather
it,
them
but
be like, I'd be like, this isn't work. Like, can we do this or X, Y, and Z? Like do this.
Like, so you'll take instruction. Well,
yeah, I won't take it personally.
There are guys who do though. Like we're most guys cucks, are not dude. As open and like willing to have combo.
Yeah.
It's kind of unfortunate. And there's a lot of ego and like they feel emasculated.
Bro, if you make a girl come and you figure out how to do that, she's like fucking yours. Do you understand? Like,
yeah,
like it's so true.
Like, so just ask her how to do it. Because every girl's different. Some girls, they want a dirty talk. Some girls need to have their clit sandblasted off by a fucking Hitachi wand. Some girls want to have anal sex. Some girls, like, for us, it's like, you know, but like for women, you need to just like.
It's a masterpiece.
Just like ask them, dude.
Yeah.
Ask them.
Once you make her come, you have her. Yeah, that's so true. Because once you unleash the beast in me, I'm like
obsessed
you.
With you. And yes. I'm like ravenous.
Dick-matized.
Yeah.
100%.
I can turn like the sexual need off. Like we've gone celibate. Like somebody could be super hot. They could give me everything I want. But if I'm not in it, I can say no. Whereas like old me couldn't. But if I've fucked you already and it's like that good. It's very hard. Now I'm like, fuck, you're going to make me like turn this off. I don't want to. You know what I mean?
I just want you to be good.
I'm like, or consistent.
If you have good dick,
let's
have consistent dick.
Have good sex. Why do we have to stop having
sex? Let me tell you something. And the better dick you give, fellas, the more you can get away with. And I hate to say that, girls, but that is the absolute truth.
So. Get away with what?
You know, just with some fuck shit activities.
Oh, it's so
like,
true.
Just the way you be behaving around. Like,
yeah,
you know,
let shit slide.
Honestly, if you're an asshole, though, that'll make me wetter. So, like,
stop. Really? You want a guy to be like, treat you badly?
No. Just treat like other people badly. Just be like a little bit of an asshole. Oh, like,
really?
You know?
No, see, I want a really healthy relationship.
Do you like that if he's mean to the wait staff?
Into the
no,
what?
No.
If he's being an asshole to like the servers?
Hell no. Fuck no. I worked in that shit. Yeah. I
you
worked
don't mean
in service
a real
industries.
Asshole. You just mean a guy with edge.
Yeah.
Who, like,
I like
can
a
give
bad
attitude.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, like so, like Boston men. We just like kind of roast each other. Like they're a little they come at you a little aggressively and you think they're mad, but they're not mad. That's just how they talk. Like someone like that.
Yeah, it's all good fun. Yeah,
see, I'm the opposite. I need like healthy, and if you're not healthy and you're not respecting my boundaries and you know what I'm saying? Like I'm at this point where I can't even get myself to want to fuck people.
But I need both.
You know,
you can't
really
just be
joke.
An asshole.
Leslie Liao, this comic, she's blowing up right now. She has this really funny joke about how like, she's like, I'm attracted to men, but I don't find men attractive, if that makes sense.
Yes, I saw that
joke. You
saw
joke?
That joke? Yeah.
It's like so funny because I'm not a woman, but I see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of men don't really be...
Men.
They're not a... Well, don't... Because some... That will get you canceled if you be like, you got to be a man.
We had a guy who spear caught a fucking fish yesterday, brought it over, fresh cut, like fresh fish, made sushi for us, and had a whole meal and fed everyone. And then we looked over.
Did you guys
suck
his dick
or what? No. We look over, he did all the dishes. Like everything was cleaned up. He put everything away.
And he was 21.
That's the hottest shit. I was like, men need to step up.
Do you think he was, what's the relationship with this guy? Because it seems like he was really trying to impress you.
No, he was friends with one of the guys who just moved in today, like on our floor. And so we smoked with them and he's like, can my friend come up? Because at first I was like, nope, I don't want guests over. Yeah. Like you can come smoke real quick, but we're editing. And then we finally, Emily came out, we smoked. We were like, bring your friends up. And then he's like, I have fresh caught fish like on ice in the car. Like I spear caught it this weekend. Like, do you want me to make sushi? And I was like, yeah.
Did he make the rice? Was there, or was it just like sashimi?
It was sashimi.
Like- yeah, but we it did make so rice. Good. I think he forgot about it. It's probably in our microwave.
Wow.
It's bad now. But yeah, that was amazing.
It was great. And I was like, that's a man. We
but it reminded me
dick.
Of a meme I saw.
Shit, I mean,
that was literally like
gonna, but,
the men you God, the men you put on this earth to hunt and gather are now becoming DJs. And I was like, oh fuck.
Okay, what is the scene out here like in Miami?
There is no.
Like, let me ask you a question. How thick do I gotta be to get up invited to a yacht? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
I feel
pay.
Like you're thick enough.
You could just pay to be on a yacht.
Yeah, if you're a man, probably like $150, $200, sometimes $300.
But whose yacht? Like, but you get invited. Have you guys been on any famous yachts?
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah. We can't tell you. We signed an NDA.
You just
it's very
LA,
common.
LA, it's like LA too. You just end up at some famous person's house. You're like,
or oh, yeah, some famous person, or you're like on a yacht, but there's famous people.
Yeah.
It's very like desensitized.
We out here in Miami.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I avoid going out here.
Yeah. I hate driving around.
Wait, here. Where did you land in Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
Miami. Okay. And then I'm staying by the airport, but then I drove here, but there's like, there's no parking. There's no nothing around here.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's...
What is that?
Or you have to pay
have,
for
you
it.
You need money for valet. Everything's valet. If you have valet, you're good.
What is that?
Valet?
No, I hate that there's no parking.
But why is there no parking?
I want to go to a Target and be able to pull up on the same level as the Target outside. I don't want to have to go into a parking garage.
I miss that.
Where you go? Oh, yeah, Boston.
We got to move to the suburbs to get shit like that. We're in the heart of the city. We're like, why is there no parking?
You sell a calendar?
That's like all the female comics of Miami. And it's for breast cancer awareness.
Well, I got to become aware. I need some awareness in my life.
Shout out Funny in Pink. I don't think you can get them anymore, but you
this
might be
January
able to.
2024. Oh.
Yeah, it's for the year ahead. So you can look at some great titties and support a great cause.
Oh, this is a great thing.
He's like jerking off in the corner. He's like, this is amazing.
This is cool. These are all comics?
Yeah.
No shit. Sorry, I'm really looking through it. You guys, I feel like at the beginning of the podcast, you guys really like me. And I think by the end of it, you guys are going to like hate me or something.
Oh, no.
No, this is a great combo.
I love this outfit. This is really cute.
That's so cute.
It's super cute.
That's very cute. That would get me going.
Mm. Guys like the innocent
little
look.
Oh, it's the little like frillies.
Little cherries and shit.
Yeah.
This one is actually very funny.
I love, we love Connie.
Love Connie.
This is great. The way, I'm such a weird. I'm like, this is great. This is very great.
Love titties. Are you a tits or an ass guy?
You know, I am a fan of like a nice kind of like proportional bod. I think there's no one thing over the other. You know what I mean? Honestly, I really, because I've slept with all types.
Yeah.
So I don't have like a type. You know, I mean, is it nice to have a big pair of titties, you know, bouncing in your face? Sure. But is it also nice to like get a handful of booty? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's how I feel. I want like a big dick and a big ass on a man.
I don't know. I don't have
a chest, all of it.
Oh, you want a big chest? See, I knew it.
He's like, I have no chance.
I know. No, it's just that I want to get just like a little bit. I'm still too skinny. I'm like, you know, I'm a little skinny bitch.
Some people like the skinny though.
Yeah.
A lot of our friends do.
It's always the tall, skinny dudes who have big dicks.
That's what they say.
And you said you were nerdy in high school. A little nerdy, too. They have fucking hogs.
I love nerds.
Okay, so I went to the University of Vermont, and we had the naked bike ride, which, like, you run around campus naked, either on, like, rollerblades or bike riding, or you run.
All the professors are in the windows.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's, like, thousands
of people. I'll give that bitch an A.
And I remember there was this nerdy, like, tall guy in our class, in one of like the pre-vet classes, and everyone kind of hated him. He was kind of like annoying, but he started running and we were running naked, and I just remember the next day everyone was just talking about how big his dick was.
What a good day,
because you
him.
Could just see everyone in class naked. It's like pre OnlyFans. It's like, you're gonna go to the bike ride. I'm like scoping out my next
like
person.
Everybody had hair everywhere
like, yeah.
Oh,
but we'd have naked parties, so everyone would go to people's houses.
They did an episode of the college Secret Lives of College Girls or something on HBO about the naked parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. They like, it's a fiction, but they, you know.
This was real. Like, so I had I had like 20 people in my house. Everyone's ass naked, and we're all painting each other's bodies. Oh. So you'd paint like flowers over your nipples and sign things, and then you'd go run
what
in the freezing cold
this?
Weather and snow. It was great.
That's crazy.
I mean, you could probably go there now. Yeah. It'd be a little weird.
Oh,
but
what if you
could
start touring colleges?
I've done that.
Schedule it for the last day of classes.
No, but you can't, really be, you can't really be fucking college students. You can't
no.
fuck your money up like that.
Oh, I guess you are.
He's older.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can't be Leonardo DiCaprio.
You can't shit where you eat. So if you can't be like working at that college, you know, I'm like.
What if you only do the college once?
I'm sorry.
No.
What if you only do the college once?
But you want to get invited back to do another show to get more money.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Are colleges well paying? I feel like
some
most Canadians don't like doing colleges.
It depends. You know, like my rate went up significantly in the last year. So like for me, I don't like to do them as much, but I'll do them. I'll just do them less.
You go to like the Ivy Leagues.
Well, we'll go to the schools like that will have a bigger budget. So like the state schools, like, you know, University of Houston or the Ohio University or the, you know, UMass or things like that. You know, if you guys ever go to Vegas, I love Vegas. I literally just discovered Vegas.
Oh, we're going to Vegas for the AVNs. We were picked as one of the podcasts, like, you know, like Stiff Socks and Pillow Talk and all those people went. As a part of that group, we got asked to go on, be like a podcast this year. Yeah. They're looking up venues and working on like sponsors and shit to like, so we're not paying for the studio time. Like they're trying to set it up, which is dope. But that's when we're going to Vegas. And we used to be a part of Hayes.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just wanted to fix the couch.
Oh, okay. I thought you were having a stroke.
She was having an autism fit.
That's what it felt like. Honestly,
yeah, that's literally
what it felt like.
Sometimes autism comes out and it just happens.
It was just her autism.
T-I to the S.
Oh, should we like...
Z-Z-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I
words.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times, and like I like a finger in the butt. I like some like a perineum butt play, and I think if you're a guy and if you're straight, if you're cis hetero straight male, and you are avoiding getting your butt played with, I think you're missing out on a lot of joy and a lot of sensation that honestly will enhance when you bust a fat nut. Like it's gonna make it pretty dope. And so, you know, my girl has done it twice. And what's so funny is the next day she was like, God, I'm like all sore from all this thrusting.
I'm yeah.
Like,
I was like, sore yeah. after.
I was like, yeah, it's not so easy, is it? That's so easy, right?
It's, that's why I don't want to do it. I'm like, that looks yeah. hard.
Yeah, but I peg somebody missionary, and looking into a man's eyes as you peg him is a experience that I think all women should experience.
If you can peg a guy or like, and then jerk him off at the same time. Like, that's like...
Ideal.
Game over.
That's
like,
that's good. He'll come pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, finger in the butt. Like, tell him... I was like, lay on your back. Put your legs in the air.
Here's the thing, though. Most like, men don't fuck you and play with your clit at the same time or hold the vibrator while they're fucking you. You have to do it yourself so they can jerk themselves off.
Anytime... This is going to be... I hate to talk too much about what I'm doing in the bedroom, but anytime I've like... Pop a... I'm like... Home, and I'm like... And then I'm fucking
for the asshole?
Into the butthole.
No.
Oh,
like, if you're on your back and your legs are up and I'm fucking you
over the clit,
and I start playing with your clit, it's almost like I guess guys really aren't doing that, huh?
No.
It's like
I have to tell them to do
it's
it.
It's like I discovered some magic trick, which I thought would be like a normal thing. Like, pro tip, guys, like if you're fucking them like that, play with their clit, you dummy.
Yeah,
if you're fucking them Christ. In any position, play with their clit.
Yeah.
Always be like, look,
your rhythm might be off, but. Even so, it's going to feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But, and they're going to appreciate the effort. They're going to be like, man, he's really trying to go for it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or she's on her stomach and you're like, you know, when like the legs are closed and you're fucking them from behind. If you wrap your hand around, you lay on them, you wrap your hand around, play with their pussy and you're whispering shit in their ear. Guys, these women will definitely call you back.
Sometimes That's you don't even need to play favorite. With it. You can just put your palm there.
Yeah, just
and your it. Body and rhythm will do the work for you.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
I've been around the block a time.
What made you comfortable even like trying that?
Well, we were doing like finger in the butt stuff and that like felt good. And so...
Did it start with eating ass?
You know, she doesn't do that. And like, I don't mind that. Like, I like it, but...
I
feel like my butthole's like a little hairy and I get insecure about it, you know? And like,
do you ever shave it?
I don't want to. Cause I heard the hair is like important to be like, I hear hair is important to soak up sweat. And like, if there's nothing there, it's like, it can like chafe or some shit. I don't know. Am I being stupid? Should I just shave?
No, my butthole? I think you can shave your butthole. I think you're good. I live in Miami and I don't get sweatier with a shaved butthole.
No, I get butt pimples though in Miami after I shave my butt or the day after laser hair removal.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to get laser hair removal so I don't have that. But yeah. All the guys that I've been with, well, not all of them, but most of them have just like shaved their butt.
Really?
Yeah. Like they
like
want
the whole butt?
Like their whole butt crack.
Their whole butt crack.
And their balls. Butt crack to balls, and I love pubes trimmed. But I shave just, the butt crack to balls, and I will be down there. Like
if you and I were in a relationship, and I asked you, would you help me shave my butthole?
I would, absolutely, yeah. I think you should be comfortable like with people like that.
All right, I'll ask my girl to do it.
Yeah.
She would do that for you.
And it's like...
It's like a bonding experience.
And also, it's just like really... It feels good. It's like really sensitive. I actually have a prostate massager. So sometimes like if Lily's, you know, going down on me, like it vibrates and it's like not large, but it like goes in your butt. It's like...
Is it like a little bullet that you put up your ass?
I'll show you what it is. It's like... It's great.
I had an exo who got one of those.
I'm just gonna be like what people are gonna say. I can't imagine.
Yeah, this is an insane episode.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I?
No, I think you and Che
ruined my career.
No,
for sure.
No, you and Che Durena probably have had like the horniest episodes. But I also think because you're so comfortable and open, like he is too. So y'all just will say everything. Whereas some people are like, okay, I'm just gonna say this part of this story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll show you this story.
Do you know
story.
What else I bought? I bought one of those like those machines that
like the jerk off machines?
Yeah.
Or like a fleshlight.
Like no, the blowjob, yeah, like the sucking ones.
Yeah.
Does it make noises?
Good?
One time my friend had one. Or I used to review sex toys for this big YouTube channel and they showed me a blowjob machine, but it was from China, so it made like Asian sex noises.
Oh no, this doesn't make any noises though. No.
But you could hit a button and then it would start going, oh yeah. Like it was just like crazy.
What the fuck? No, this is what it was.
Oh, it has a flared base.
I think
good.
I have that in my top drawer.
Oh, a flared base. Yeah.
That's all I was worried about.
It's not like large, but it like adds another level of sensation that I think you'd be surprised to find this feels pretty good. I mean, if it didn't feel good, I don't think there'd be so many gay men like fucking each other in the ass.
You know? For the guys who are listening, as a woman, because you might feel weird as a dude doing that. But as a woman, I was dating a guy and he had a little vibrator thing that he'd put in me while we were out in public. Mm. And
I know those things.
And yeah. I would always talk about like eating his butt. He let me eat his butt and shit and like a finger. And then one day he tells me he put that in his butt while he was jerking off in the shower.
Did it suck?
No. It didn't get stuck. It comes out. So it like wraps around because it's supposed to go inside us and then on my clit. So it had like a part that hung out. But he put it in his ass while he was jerking off. And him even telling me that, I was like, that's so hot. Like, that was hot.
I'm just saying, girls like it if you're a little gay nowadays.
Yeah. And he would put it in his butt when we fucked, and the orgasms he had were insane.
Just the way you said that. I think girls do want a man to be a little bit gay nowadays, but also I just want a man who knows what he wants. And if you tell me what you want, I will do what I can to make that possible.
I just want to have a bisexual threesome, like two bisexual men.
Interesting, really?
I want them to dominate me, but I get to watch them make out and we all just get to fuck. That's like my dream.
I don't think she wants to see that.
Oh, it's my dream.
Oh, I've seen it before.
Oh shit,
I love gay porn.
I love
like
gay
men
porn.
Gay porn, they're always hot, and it's so nice to see a man look at another man the way that they would look at a woman. Does that make sense? Right? Is that
that's what shit. I said, yeah, they look at a man without the objectification that they get from looking at a woman. So you get to experience like how it would actually feel to be wanted by a man without the societal implications of being a woman. Yeah. It's intense. Wow. It's really hot because you're like, oh, he just wants him. There's no ulterior motive.
Or no one feels like above somebody. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I've been in your apartment for like 2 hours and like, you know, I took allergy medicine, but I've been doing allergy therapy to get, because my girlfriend has a cat and she just got one, and I feel like I'm getting better around cats. I don't know. There's like four cats here. I should be dead.
We just got our house deep cleaned on Sunday. But yeah, that's good. I think we're going to do Stony Baloney.
Yeah, we're an hour 30 in. Let's play some games and have a little fun.
Okay.
Not that we haven't already been having fun.
We usually get super high and then we either play games or...
I just have like a professional meeting in like an hour and a half. So I'm like, I can't get too
no,
high.
No, you're good.
No, we'll get high.
Oh, okay.
Usually our guests don't even get high.
Oh, okay.
Pussies. Yeah.
Do you need anything? Are you good?
I'm good.
You want another shot?
No. Let's do the same but different.
See, have you ever played this before?
No.
Well, we're going to take your virginity. Okay, so this one card is like a PG option, and then the other one is like a PG-13 R-rated option, and you have to find the similarities between the two of them.
Okay.
So like an example would be something you can say to a stranger and at a rave.
And I have to come up with the answer?
Yeah.
That one's dumb.
That was just
an example. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like this. This is fun.
Right? Something you can say while getting a tattoo and when you get cum in your hair.
Is that the X-rated one?
Yeah.
Not in my eye.
Yeah.
It hurt. It stings.
You got any Vaseline? Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
I think the one thing I'm taking away from this podcast is a warm wet towel to wipe off the cum.
Yeah, it's good. It feels good too. It's like warm. It's like a hug after.
And I'll do one. I'll put it on their face and like, there's a hot towel up, mess.
Yeah, get a hand towel, put it over their eyes, and then you clean them up with a warm towel.
Yeah.
And then you eat their pussy again, because then they have the blindfold on. Gets you ready for round two.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
What's the next one? What are we doing?
Getting high.
Oh, sorry.
Something you can say at the pet store when you wake up after blacking out.
Why are there so many cats here?
Oh, I need a new gerbil.
It didn't have a flared base.
Oh, God. I can't believe that's a thing.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That was a good one.
It's because you're talking about butt stuff.
Yeah.
Your butthole was lubed already from the convo.
For 16 years.
What?
It's almost like I've been doing comedy for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm
kind of a big deal. Something you can say in your hot yoga class and during morning sex.
Mm. I'm sorry, my ass is so sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a butt pimple.
I was going to say something about farting, but I don't know.
Fart in my face, daddy.
Oh, boy.
Right now.
You want to say some?
Something you can say while loading a moving truck and when they whip out their anal beads.
Is this all supposed to fit in here?
Yeah. Who's going to sign for this? I don't know. It's so stupid.
take them out one by one. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem.
I like that.
This is fragile, okay? Treat it kindly. All right. Thanks, guys. I know I bombed. It's okay.
No, you didn't need to look away from me. I think we're both thinking. I wanted to think about something like, hey, can you get the palate lifter? Something that makes no sense, kind of funny, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
That one sucks. This one's better.
I love when my dad helps me. Something you can say to a firefighter putting out a fire and to a MILF.
Is it wet enough for you? That's an easy one, huh?
I'm going to go get my hose.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, yeah.
Got nothing.
Something you say to a firefighter and a MILF?
Mm-hmm. Say to a firefighter putting out a fire and to
spray
a MILF.
Spray it all.
Put on these overalls.
I'm just thinking about like a MILF with just their nipples covered by like the top of the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, we're fantasizing. Okay.
Yeah. He gave me a picture.
I'm here to get your cat out of the tree. Oh, no, that's what the.
Wait, to put something you would say to a firefighter putting out a fire and to a MILF.
I just feel like, cause I feel like those two would just be fucking each other. I don't know. That's all.
I'm so glad you came. I don't know. I'm.
Yeah. This one sucks. All right. Well, personally for me.
Hey, don't, some of them are going to be winners.
Okay. Okay, so fuck. Okay, something you can say while getting proposed to and while holding a gun.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Please
speak right now or forever hold your peace.
Give me your fucking wallet, bitch. It's over for you.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. That's how you'd propose to someone
while getting. I'm getting proposed to. Give me your wallet. Your money is now mine.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of it like you don't want to say yes to the person, so you're like, please don't do this.
Please don't do this.
I'm not. I won't.
Not again.
That was a good one. Okay.
You guys feel high? You guys feeling? You guys?
I'm high.
Yeah,
I'm
high.
You guys, I'm chilling.
We're getting tuckered out.
Oh no, I'm just chilling.
Something you can say while pooping in the woods and when you catch your significant other cheating on you.
Oh my God, a bear! A bear, Michelle.
Again, really?
Again with a you're fucking a bear. Look at that little woodpecker. Oh, little, here. Look at that little woodpecker.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Some of them may come to you.
I was going
to
say something about like, I'm so sick of your shit. I'm so sick of this shit.
Okay.
I'm pooping in the woods. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of their shit. I'm just sick of all of it.
All I see is poison ivy.
So this is why my dick is itchy?
I think I have to get tested now.
Some baby wipes.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you believe some people don't be using baby wipes? Do you guys have a bidet or a tushy?
No, I'm about to get one though.
Girls.
We have baby wipes, so okay.
I have baby wipes.
Get yourself a tushy. It's like, it's.
Is that like the stool?
No. It sprays water in your booty hole.
Oh, bidet. Okay.
Matter of fact, it's also good after sex, so you don't get a UTI. You pee, you also use that thing. It sprays
it out. Oh. Yeah. But doesn't it spray? Do you get like the Poseidon's touch from a bidet? Like, does it go up towards your vagina after it goes into your butthole? You know what I'm saying?
It's a good point. I don't know. I don't have a vagina, but I'll have to ask my significant other about that.
Okay.
All right. Something you can say at the aquarium and to an escort. I love to look at it, but I wish it didn't smell like fish.
That was great.
So the price of admission here is how much?
That was a good one. I got nothing. I was gonna say something about fish, but that's token.
Token?
You heard me. Did I fucking stutter?
Token.
You didn't stutter. Something you can say to the dentist and at a gay pride parade.
Can you tell I've been sucking dick lately? He was like, yes.
That's a good one.
And that's herpes of the mouth.
Yeah. Why is your finger in my butt?
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your butthole is my happy place.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. When it's shaved. Yeah. I don't think I've ate a hairy ass.
Yeah,
I think every man has been a gentleman and a shave for me. They're like, I need to be good.
Yeah, I guess perfect. I gotta get on that. I don't do everything that good, so can't be good at everything.
Get it waxed.
Yeah.
It'll be better.
Or get LASIK.
I got LASIK.
You could get your like you have social media. You could get free laser on your asshole.
That's
and then you could write a song about getting laser on your asshole.
I mean, yeah, shit's be popping off this week.
That would be so funny.
Oh, okay, something you can say to your personal trainer and while doing it doggy style.
How long do I got to hold this position for?
Can we switch to the next position or what's the...
Yeah.
Oh, I should have stretched before this.
Mm-hmm. Did you wipe down the bench beforehand?
Why is your thumb in my ass?
Yeah. How'd your thumb get in there?
Oh, that was a good one. I'm just happy to be here.
Something you can play, say, while playing video games and when your vibrator dies.
Res me. You don't know
if
you
I play, do. Like you're getting
res me, bro.
Is that Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
Call,
yeah,
call
of
duty. Her duty.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Or so when you get down, like you're dying, so the vibrator's dead, and then
yeah, somebody has to come over and like help
me,
you
bro.
Up.
Oh. Res me. So the some yeah, that's yeah. actually way funnier with the right crowd. It would have crushed.
I played Call of Duty.
Yeah. I played it once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something you can say after waking up from a nightmare and while watching two animals mate. Really?
Oh my God, I'm still asleep. That's funny.
Actually, why is my dick hard?
Oh yeah.
I was going to say, why is my dad there?
Oh, something you can say as a reporter on the news and when your partner suggests filming sex.
This right in. Let's get started, boys.
A tragedy strikes today. A couple, I don't know. It's like some,
a husband murders his wife. Yeah, body found in the woods.
Wait, can you repeat the question one more time? A newscaster and when you're about to film?
Something you can say as a news reporter and when your partner suggests filming sex.
All right, we're going to go to Tom for the news and the double penetration.
This just in, it's going to be a wet one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
I'm here all week.
Nice.
All right. So something you can say on a Zoom call and when you run out of lube.
I was going to say, this makes no sense, but it's just funny. Hey, you're on mute.
When you run out of lube.
Hey, I'm getting a bad connection.
Ooh. All right. Something you can say to a priest and right after your hysterectomy.
You'll never touch another kid of mine.
Ooh, that's really great.
Thanks, dog.
I was just saying about Christ or something, you know what I mean? Taste the blood of Christ or something. I don't know. I don't have one for this.
There's something there.
I can't.
This is what I have to do because abortion's a sin, you know?
Okay.
We're done.
We're running dry. we've exhausted all of our chatting today.
Well, this has been great.
Well, I hope.
I think there was just so much like sexual energy at the beginning of the podcast, like Energizer bunnies. Just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And this
is like we got blue balled.
I'm going to go Jopo and
what's Jopo?
Jerk off, pass out.
Oh,
yeah.
We have the World Star thing in 3 hours.
What's that?
We're doing like a live with them, a dating show
okay.
or something.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be like hosts on the dating show after.
Okay.
With Damn Homie 11 on Instagram. It's Maya.
Maybe we'll find the love of our lives today on World Star on Instagram. Tune in next week to see. Okay, guys.
It's pretty sick. Yeah. I was like, I created like a video for it. I was like, we're going to be on World Star. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's pretty sweet.
All right.
Well
you know,
this has been fun.
All right. So
where can we find you guys?
Yeah. Where can we find you, Morgan?
Just go to morganjay.com, J-A-Y. You'll see all my tour dates, my special, or you can Google my name and you can see everything that pop up.
What's the name of your special?
The first one is called I Hope My Ex Doesn't See This. And then the second one is called Morgan J Live at the Village.
Okay. Yeah.
And both on YouTube and you could just watch them for free. And if you watch the second one, I can almost guarantee that you're going to fuck if you watch it with somebody.
Okay. Oh.
Almost guarantee it.
When can we see you on Wild and Out?
I'm on season 19 and 20. I think season 20 is airing right now, or it just finished, and then I'll be in season 21.
Hell yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Well, this was an awesome conversation.
I really enjoyed talking to you, too. It was really lovely.
You had fun?
I did. I had a great time.
We love the hangout.
And I honestly hope it, for the men who listen, they take something away from it. I know I did, so.
Are we the same in person as we are online?
Yeah, I think you guys are cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
You are the same, yeah.
I think you're cool,
too. Do you worry that you're not?
No.
I just always want to know how I'm perceived by other people.
How I'm perceived. It's always interesting to see, like, what...
I wonder how...
What people think. I like hearing how people's minds work.
Yeah. I guess you can't worry too much about that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not worried. You could be like, you know what? You suck. And then...
But I think you guys are nice and cool, you know?
Thank you.
Part of me was like... I know them too well now. You know what I mean?
Why?
It's like when you know somebody too well, it's like harder to like objectify them.
You're like, I view you as a person now. I don't like that.
He's like, we actually connected. You guys are, you're not shit. Just walking tits.
Yeah, God damn it.
I love like, it. Absolutely. And on that note,
let's close out.
See you guys next week, you filthy fucking stoners.
Bye, guys.